You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When it comes to protecting your most valuable possessions, talk to a real person, not some website. Give a Cleveland Allstate agent a call today. Are you in good hands? You're in good hands here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble, KJ back in here with you. Face of the Browns franchise. It is no longer unanimous, I want to report. But face of the Browns franchise, what do you guys say?
Is there a debate? Because it's unanimous there. I think the debate is it's Joe Hayden, but how many other cornerbacks in the league are the faces of their franchise? It's always quarterbacks or wide receiver or something of that. Joe Hayden has embraced this role. He does the softball event. His jersey is number one at Dick's Sporting Goods in the entire league. He just signed this brand with Jordan. He likes the fans. And I guess the other argument is Joe Thomas, but he's sort of the blue collar, let's hide behind the scenes, I'm going to come to work every day. So it's Joe Hayden, but the fact that he's a cornerback, I mean, we can go around the league. What other teams have a face of the franchise that's their cornerback?
I would say maybe right now Revis with the Jets.
I'd say Richard Sherman.
Really? I'd say Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch are above him in terms of.
I would say that maybe Marshawn Lynch is.
I'm not talking in terms of a better
Russell Wilson
better player.
God talks directly to Russell Wilson on multiple occasions.
It's quite the pipeline to have.
Per Russell Wilson.
So, yeah, maybe Patrick Peterson in Arizona, too.
He's overrated.
I know. But he's got
he included all those DB lists because of what he does as a returner and stuff like that.
So he's got a reputation.
No, that's why he got on there, and it was kind of disappointing.
That bothers me.
No, Joe Hayden has cemented himself. And we got to remember, when LeBron left, Cleveland wanted a superstar. They were looking around this town for someone to cling on to, and Joe Hayden held his arms wide open and said, I will be your guy. He hails from Washington, D.C., but he adopted the Cavs. He's throwing out the first pitch at Indians games. He's really embraced this. Gribble, you're from this area. I mean, your thoughts on Joe Hayden is.
No,
I think he's been the biggest face since Tim Couch, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I think it's because now he's proven as a player with these last 2 years that he can back. He's performing, and I think that gets you up to that level. He's always been a great cornerback, but these last couple of years, he's been fantastic. And I think that lent to him being voted so high on that NFL Network list. I think it was number 23 overall, and he. And like you said, he's out there. Anyone you talk to in the league, they love the guy. He doesn't talk trash out there, but like he's so popular with players. I mean, it might sound silly, but the way he was able to draw those kind of players to that softball game, I mean, that speaks volumes on how popular
Sure.
this guy is within the league and how well known he is. And I think they respect how good of a player it is. He's not just a friendly guy. He's a great cornerback as well.
And in terms of Cleveland, the city, and the dog pound, the fans, he signed his contract well before free agency. He didn't test the market. He signed 5 years, $67 million. He said, Cleveland, I want this to be my home. Build a house. Met a wife up here. Like, his boots are strapped down in Cleveland. I think the fans really appreciate that. If there was a player in Josh Gordon, and he could potentially be the face of the franchise. But, you know, Joe Hayden is... He's here. His boots are strapped. He's locked in. That's a big deal, I think, in terms of face of the franchise. This guy's going to be here for majority of his career.
Yeah, I said that's what I wrote back to Adam Kaplan. I said Joe Hayden is the face of the franchise. Some people have said Joe Thomas, but to me it's Joe Hayden. Joe Thomas is good, but I don't think a left tackle is ever really the face of the franchise. He doesn't embrace kind of the spotlight quite like Joe Hayden does.
If he had like a Rick Vaughn, if he was like a Wild Thing kind of dude, and some of these O linemen have spirits like that, then maybe. But Joe Thomas is, let's go to work, let's play football.
I agree.
Which is good, you know?
The other name that just came up a couple times, Derek Mosley said this as well. G.I. George says that our man behind enemy lines, Mike Pettin should be our face. If the coach is the constant, we're winning.
I like that argument.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Because you look around the AFC North, Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, Marvin Lewis have all been there for so long. That's what you need to solve.
But the face of the franchise for the Steelers is Ben.
That's true.
Face of the franchise for the Ravens is who?
Now that Ed Reed and Ray Lewis are gone, you might be able to argue Harbaugh.
I'd say Flacco.
But their fans are so divided. No, their fans are divided on him. Yeah. It could end up being C.J. Mosley here in a couple of years.
In a few years, yes. It could be.
I think it's Harbaugh now, or maybe even their owner, Biscotti.
I think what if you go with Ozzie? I think Ozzie the face of the franchise.
Yeah, he's constant.
And in Cincinnati, it's probably AJ Green.
I guess, yeah.
That's the first person I think of when I think of the Bengals.
I just think of, like, they're good at defense.
Andy Dalton?
No.
No.
He got booed in that celebrity softball game.
He certainly did in Cincinnati.
Poor
yes.
guy.
The other one from Kelly is the best. She says, even when we didn't have a team, we had fans. The face of the Browns is the fans.
I can agree with that as well.
I'm okay with that. Interestingly enough, did you see there was some survey that came out that ranked the best fans in the NFL, and the Browns were like at the bottom, which is insane.
That right. actually had to do with revenue, and I saw our team president, Alex Shiner, did an interview with Terry Pluto. So that was based on revenue, and the Browns had some of the cheapest tickets in the league.
Right, they still do even after the upgrade. But
so kind of a flawed...
It's a horrible metric.
Yeah.
What team
well, especially also,
has produced like the Browns have that have...
It's hard to measure loyalty.
And the rabid nature of the Browns fans.
Also in that bottom five was Buffalo, I think, which we've been there. We know those are some of the best fans in the NFL as well.
I hate that damn train. If I ever hear that train again, it'll be too soon.
Yeah, Buffalo was fun.
Buffalo was all right. It was a good time.
I had a good time there.
I did too. Bar Bills, had some nice wings. Had a very good time.
Disco night?
That's right. Disco night.
The world's largest disco party in Buffalo while we were in town. That was fun.
KJ.
Joe Hayden.
So Joe Hayden, I think we all would agree, is the face of the franchise. I think that if you asked anybody, you know, here on the team, Dante Whitner could be one because he is so Cleveland. I mean, he is from Cleveland. I think if he had been here...
Need a few more years.
If the Browns make the playoffs and he has a Pro Bowl year with a lot of picks, then you can start to dual face it with Whitner and Hayden. I think some teams like the Seahawks have multiple faces of the franchise. That's what you want.
Of course.
You want 5-6 faces of the franchise. So you want to collect these superstars.
That's a good thing. It's also interesting. I think you would have maybe not argued, but you probably would have said that after the draft – last season, the face of the franchise was Johnny Manziel.
Right.
And now he's not even in the discussion.
No. Well, he's in the discussion, but amongst...
Is he in the top 10?
I was going to say in the 20s probably.
See, and if you're looking down the road and hoping to, and being optimistic about some of these this team's young players, I think a Danny Shelton, even at nose tackle, is a guy that could potentially... down the road, just because of his personality,
his wardrobe, his hair.
Sure.
He's embraced the dog pound already. Yeah, you can see that happening.
Yeah,
I mean, ideally, that does happen.
It would be great. It would be great. I think Duke Johnson, if he turns into a megastar, Crow turns into a megastar.
I think Joel Bitonio, and I'm going to say he's embraced what being a face of the franchise is more. A lot of media things. He goes out and cooks on the TV shows. He's going to Cavs games a lot. And not to say that Joe Thomas doesn't do this stuff, but I guess Joel's younger, coming from Nevada. He wants media attention. I think that's part of being a face of the franchise and why Joe Hayden's so good at it. He communicates wonderfully with the fans on social media, you know, in interviews with Mary Kay, with us in the circles, wherever it is. Joe Hayden's always upstanding and communicating at the highest level.
I would also say that if he stays here and they are able to get a long-term deal done and he continues to be the premier interceptor of passes in the National Football League, a free safety like Deshaun Gibson could end up being a face of the franchise type guy like an Ed Reed if he becomes that kind of ball hawk. Just like, you know, Earl Thomas would be in the consideration. You think of the Legion of Boom, it's probably the face of the franchise there. But I think Deshaun Gibson has an opportunity to do that as well.
He does.
Great personality too. It really engaging guy. I mean, it's just
you'll find him on ESPN or the NFL Network 10 years from now, 15, whenever his career's done. He's that well spoken. So the Browns, we have guys here who are on the cusp of being something special. But again, you become a face of the franchise when you win playoff games, Nathan.
It is a team that is very close to being very good. And when we talk about the three things they have to do, we'll get into this, but this is a team that's really consistently good, you know, let's call it middle of the pack. So that'd be, you know, 16th-ish quarterback play in the National Football League from being an every year playoff contender with a defense as good as I believe this defense will be.
Easily. I mean, this and to one of our tweeters, Mike Pettine has transformed this ship. I mean, he's really brought in new pieces, brought in a new mindset, and he really – he's not the face, but he's the voice behind this franchise and the heartbeat that's making it and pushing it in the right direction. And
every time he talks, he makes fans happy. I get that reaction every time he does a press conference or everything. People are just back on board if they were down about the team, and they're fired up no matter what time of year it is, anytime he's meeting with the media, especially it was at the combine.
Because he's great. He doesn't react emotionally. I do this more now, too. He gave me this advice. Don't react emotionally in situations, and he just doesn't do it. He stays even keeled. This team went 7-9 last year, and they could have been better, and this building, they believe they're going to be better. They really do.
They definitely believe it. Let's go back to the year 2007, and as I got a tweet saying from, you know, best receiver in the league, this came to us from Josh. He says, how about Braylon Edwards? But you would have thought, much like that season Odell Beckham had, you know, coming off of that 2007 season when Braylon Edwards had 80 catches, 1,289 yards, and 16 touchdowns, that that guy was going to be the next big thing. He never got back to 1,000 yards. He was only over 4 touchdowns one more time in his entire career. That was 2010 with the Jets when he had 904 catches and 7 touchdowns.
That's a little bit of a bounce. I don't even remember that bounce back year from Braylon.
That was the year that I'm pretty sure that's the year that they went to an AFC championship.
Played in all 16 games. That was the only other time he ever played in all 16 games after 2008.
Where are they now, Braylon Edwards? What is he doing right now?
I have no idea.
I don't even remember him playing for the Seahawks.
Well, that's what's crazy about this league. Stardom can come and go in a day.
You know what? It just in talking, and I got to spend, like I said, a lot of time with some NFL players over this past week in Vegas, and talking to them and the ones who get it. Because you're good one year, it almost means you have to work harder the next year to maintain that, because people are going to be studying your tape closer. They're going to be on you more. The work that you put in when nobody's looking, the work you put in by yourself, that's what separates the guys who are good, great, and who can have longevity.
Where do NFL players hang out in Vegas?
Where do they?
Yeah.
I mean, wherever. All the different clubs.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
They frequent all over the place? Okay. I didn't know if there was one central location.
Everywhere we went, we saw NFL players. And there were a lot of NBA Summer League players there, too.
That's right, the NBA.
So going back to the tape thing, do you think the lack of tape, NFL-wise, that Odell Beckham had, he didn't play any preseason games or anything like that, do you think that helped him when he got in?
I do think it helped him. I also think that he was in a very wide receiver-friendly offense and clearly became a guy that was trusted by Eli Manning. So Eli Manning started to go to him. Listen, he roasted Richard Sherman on a go route, which very few people do. He had a fantastic season. He's immensely talented. On some level, that helps because you don't know his tendencies yet, but you know, that's something that he's going to combat, and he's going to have to come up with different releases. He's going to have to, because you talk to Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden will tell you one of the things, if you can get a receiver's release down, you can know what route he's running. You can get him off that route just from the way that they release. So one of the things that receivers have to do is they have to figure out a way to continually be different. Let's not forget, Odell Beckham, he had, to close out the season, 100 yards receiving in 5 of the last 6 games. Okay? In those games, in week 12, he had 11 targets. In week 14, he had 15 targets. In week 16, he had 15 targets. Week 15 targets. Week 15, 15 targets. Week 16, 12 targets. And week 17, 21 targets. When you get targets, if you're a receiver in the NFL, you're gonna put up good numbers.
And the tape was already out on him when he was putting up all those numbers.
Right, but it's all about opportunity. And he was still incredibly efficient. He caught 11 of 15 in week 14, 12 of 15 in week 15, 8 of 12, and then finished 12 of 21 against Philly when he had 185 and a score. The tape's out there on him. I think maybe that helps you sneak up on him. I also think he wasn't really featured until all of a sudden he just burst on the scene, and then he didn't have fewer than 8 targets in a game after he went crazy.
I think he might have more pressure on him this year than any player in the league. I mean, well, Tom Brady and some of these quarterbacks, but in terms of a skill position, Odell really has a lot to live up to.
He's on the cover of Madden.
He's had a heck of an offseason.
Giants.com does an article about him every day. Giants.com, which we respect and view every day, they are just hyping this guy up to no other.
It just came out of nowhere. He was the number 2 receiver his final year in college.
Jarvis Landry was ahead of him.
Landry had more receptions, was maybe used more as the traditional number 1 guy. Odell was, whenever I saw him play, he was taking short passes and doing stuff with that. So that's why his rise last year was one of the biggest surprises to me, no matter where he was drafted.
Let nobody in the world confuse what I'm about to say, because I am in no way, shape, or form comparing Michael Clayton with Odell Beckham. Yes, they both went to LSU. They both had good rookie seasons. But do you remember Michael Clayton?
I do.
Tampa, comes out his rookie year. He had 80 catches, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns, burst on the scene, was like
the man.
Never got back to 500 yards or 2 touchdowns in a season afterwards.
How does that not talked about more? Like I that's just crazy.
It was one of and lasted in the league for 8 years somehow.
Yeah, he always kind of hung around, was a guy. You know,
but never again 500 yards in a season, never again 2 touchdowns in a season.
Guys, like I said earlier, stardom can come and go in a minute.
Yep.
1 minute.
Yes, it most certainly can. All right, so we're pretty much in agreement. Dez and Odell Beckham are the top 2 receiver choices. Julio Jones, a strong third. Joe Hayden is the face of the Browns franchise, but I would be very happy if it ends up being Mike Pettine. Because
me too.
Would you say, when you think of the Patriots, who's the face of that franchise? Is it Tom Brady or is it Bill Belichick?
Man,
I mean, nationally to like casual football fans, it's Brady.
What's the first thing that pops in your head when you think Patriots? I think Belichick.
I think Belichick too.
I actually think Brady. I do, but I it's great to have co-franchises. Like we said, if your coach is on there, then you are winning Super Bowls or in the playoffs every year. That's what you want.
There's no question.
It's good for the Browns that there's an easy answer to this question. It's better for teams that have all these variety of options. But there's got to be a lot of NFL teams. I was just racking through my brain where you can't even think of one.
I mean, the Redskins, I don't know. I mean, Ryan Kerrigan, possibly?
I'd say Dan Snyder.
Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson, I guess. But
that's,
I mean,
more the best player than it is the face of the franchise.
He's barely been there. Right. I mean, he's more of a national figure.
And how crazy is that it was RG3? I mean, it was
RG3
for forever.
Won the Rookie of the Year award over Andrew Luck. There were people saying, how many Super Bowls is this guy going to win? I mean, it's crazy how quick these faces of the franchise can just fall off. It's unbelievable.
It is a what have you done for me lately league. And that's why it's funny to me that, you know, we talk about these receivers. And Sammy Watkins was the consensus number one receiver to everybody coming out of last year's class. But because he didn't produce in Buffalo in a bad situation, I'm just saying if you put Sammy Watkins in a better situation, I think he has a very good year. And in our theory, in our little game here, you get to put him in whatever situation you want.
Yeah, I still think his numbers are pretty decent considering the situation.
I'm still a little biased when I watch Joe Hayden absolutely annihilate him.
But Joe Hayden annihilated A.J. Green. The one guy who gives Joe Hayden problems is Antonio Brown.
And I'll say Steve Smith gave him some problems last year, too.
Steve Smith as well. Yeah.
He doesn't like those short, shifty guys.
He does not. All right. When we come back, KJ, we are going to go ahead and get you talking about your article, The 5 Things Browns Must Do to Make the Playoffs. And we're going to talk about the 3 things that we all think. And we'll get your calls, 216-578-0850, or your tweets. You guys have been more active on Twitter today, @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, @Andrew_Gribble, and @Mr_Kevin Jones. 3 things the Browns must do to make the playoffs. Care, baby, by the way.